Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hi. What I want to talk to you about this week is about making yourself the priority. So when I work with clients, especially in the leadership field, quite often I share Stephen R. Covey's quadrants. And his quadrants are, well, it's just like a little square of sort of, I'll put a link to it in the show notes below. But it's basically, he splits the focus, your focus of the things that you do in your life into four different areas. And the four different areas are urgent and important, not urgent and important, urgent and not important, and not urgent and not important. Now, it's very important that quite often when life becomes overwhelming and you become very anxious and stressed and things like that, quite often what happens is that you're focusing on, or your life seems to be taken over by urgent and important. But there's certain things you can put in place to ensure that those urgent and important tasks aren't as abundant. Although abundant is normally used in a positive way, and this way I'm using it in a negative way, aren't as prolific, should we say, as they sometimes can be. And although I normally work on this with clients who tend to be in sort of leadership positions, it's actually as applicable to anyone in any position, because urgent and important, although from a business perspective, quite often tends to be sort of projects or cash flow or, clients or, business focused, it can also be health focused. It can be relationship focused. It could be anything in your life. Urgent and important are the crisis. They're the things that sort of, the fires, the things that start up in life that you have to deal with immediately. Otherwise, something detrimental will happen in your life. And life can get out of control like that if you're not paying attention to the not urgent and important. And the whole thing about this quadrant that Stephen Covey shares is that quite often we are either firefighting in the urgent and important section, or we allow our life to be taken over by the urgent and not important section. And the urgent and not important section is other people's urgent and important. And quite often, because people are being triggered and they need to get something sorted immediately, they can make your life or take your life over and make you end up spending a lot of your time and energy doing things for other people. And these things from other people can be all sorts of things. It can be their own relationship dramas that they need you to listen to and take care of, their own insecurities. Maybe they're feeling sort of alone and abandoned and they need attention. So they demand attention. They can be their poor timekeeping that then eats into your time and becomes your urgent and important. It can be their poor planning that impacts your life. So there's all sorts of things that not important and urgent can take over your life. And just remember, not urgent and important is quite often the things that are other people's urgent and important. So if you find yourself running around all over the place trying to sort of do things for other people, then you're focusing too much on that quadrant. And I'm going to go back to the not urgent and important. And the not urgent and important is about you focusing on the things in your everyday life that you know if you do them, your life will run more smoothly. Things like ensuring that you eat the right thing, that you take the right exercise, that you keep up with your friends, not incessantly, but enough to ensure that you have that structure and that support around you. It's about ensuring that you do the things in your life to make sure that your life runs smoothly. Not doing them at the last minute, because if you do them at the last minute, then you're in the urgent and important. But doing them in plenty of time to ensure that your life runs smoothly and things are planned. Planning is another part of your life that is part of this not urgent and important. So it's about doing all of the things in your life that ensure that your life runs smoothly. And the more you focus on the not urgent and important, the less urgent and important things that you'll have in your life. At times I've spoken about human needs and I've referenced Tony Robbins' hierarchy of human needs. And I think quite often when we haven't got enough excitement in our life, and excitement or variety is a human need, to have variety, when we don't have enough of that in our life, we can actually subconsciously allow too much urgent and important things into our life because it gives us an adrenaline stimulus. But if we're allowing those things in our life to get an adrenaline stimulus from them, then it's a negative way of fulfilling that human need. And there's far more entertaining and exciting and wonderful things that if you're focusing on your not urgent and important quadrant, that you could fill your life full of doing instead of getting your high from the urgent and important. You could sort of take up, a water skiing if you don't do that, or paragliding, or I don't know why those ones are coming to mind, but something like that that's actually good for you and it's exciting and challenging and interesting. So, I suppose this little episode today is really just to say that it's very important that we make time to focus on us, time to do the things in our life that we know nurtures us and helps us to be who we want to be and to achieve what we want to achieve. So for me, one of my not urgent and important things is to make sure that I have a number of different topics that I want to speak on for these episodes I share with you. Because if I don't make sure that I've planned ahead, I get to when I need to film something and share it with you. And if I'm not in the right space or in the right mood, it can be really difficult for me to show up how I want to show up for you. So ensuring that I've got all those things in place means that it's really easy for me to make these episodes for you and to share them with you and to show up how I'd like to show up for you. I hope you've enjoyed this. And as I said, I'll put links below to Stephen Covey's quadrant so that you can have a look at that and read a bit more about that should you want to. And also to Tony Robbins's Hierarchy of Needs, because I find that really fascinating. And just before I go, I haven't spoken very much about the not urgent and important. And those are all the things that you do that add nothing to your life. So it's when you sit there mindlessly going through social media, unless it's a necessary thing in your life. It's the things that you waste and sit and waste. And it's not necessarily a waste of time watching Netflix and things like that, or even doing social media. If you're doing it to give yourself a break, or you're doing it to connect, or you have a purpose behind it. But if you're doing it to numb yourself and just to waste time, then it definitely falls into the not urgent and not important quadrant. And just so that you've got a bit of clarity around that. And then if you would like to get any more information about me and my coaching or my online courses, you can find that in my social media links or on my website link, which is also in the show notes below. And if you've enjoyed this episode and you want to hear more from me, don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss out on the weekly episodes. And if you really enjoyed it and you want to share it with someone else who you think might enjoy this episode, then please feel free to share it. Have a wonderful week and I will see you next week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.